Candles.
Monday Book Kaiser, Monty Rose. Wednesday.
Many thousands of years, all Jewish people, women, Be'ikah, but men as well, lighting Shabbos candles. The question is, today we have electric lights. So, what difference does that make? The mitzvah of Hadlokas Ner Shabbos is to ensure that when Shabbos comes in, you won't be in the dark. The Gemara says, there's a lot of scholars in it. What's the mitzvah? Just like on Friday, you make sure you made your Erev, right? Saturday and Rabbis, you're meant to ask before Shabbos, have you set up your Erev Chateres, your Erev Tchum, every Erev you need, you ensure on Friday it's done. Your Blech, another mitzvah on Friday, to ensure your food is ready, and it's got a Blech, if it needs a Blech. This isn't mitzvahs of Shabbos on Friday or to ensure. Another mitzvah Chazal made was that the Lokas Ner Shabbos. Why? Back then, before the days of Thomas Edison, what happened was, it came dark, bye-bye, blackout, you couldn't light candles. Chazal said, we want to make sure you've got light in your house. There's a mitzvah, Lokas Ner to light Ners. What's the mitzvah? As we said, to ensure when Shabbos comes, you're not sitting in the dark. Why? How does this mitzvah work? What's it confined to? So we know it's like, it's very similar to Chanukah, it's the same sukkah of Chanukah, near Shabbos, every house, every person in a house should have a flame. It's not Mahajim and Mahajim and Chanukah, but one would work for everyone. What's the idea? When Shabbos comes, you have your light. Now there's two parts, but it's really one, but people like to call it two, so explain it's two, but it's really one. And that is, commonly known as Shalom Bayis. Shalom Bayis does not mean anything got to do with marriage or getting along. Shalom Bayis means that you'll have Shalom in your house. You'll be happy. Even if you live by yourself, you'll be happy. Why would you be happy? You've got light. When you're in a house and it's dark, it's very unpleasant. You can't run around, you can't do anything. You can't open the cupboards, you don't know what to find. You step your toe, you fall over. To have Shalom in your house, you need light. It's the very basic necessity of every human being. It's light. You can see where you're in the house. So Shalom Bayis is to have light in your house. The second part, which is really one, is light for Makom Achila. For Makom Achila, when you eat, it's pleasant to have light. If you're trying it in the dark, it's not very geschmack. And even if you have light, if you have even more light, the brighter it is, the more you can see, the more comfortable it is. If you try to have supper, tomorrow night have supper with one candle. Not very geschmack. You're not sure what you're eating, you have two, but better, three. The more light you have, just for Makom Achila, the better. Similar to Shlei Koshel, because this is a focus on food. But the idea is that you can see your way around whatever you do. That's the mitzvah of Lokas Ner. The problem is, we now have electric lights. So we have electric lights, what are we lighting candles for? So the first myth I wanted to dispel is, there's no mitzvah to have a flame burning in your house on Shabbos. In fact, there's loads of fire age. You know, that means you can't make a fire. There's no mitzvah to have a flame. People think, you lit candles, oh, we've got a flame. We lit our tea lights or our candles. That's how we did the mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to have a flame burning in your house on Shabbos. The mitzvah is, the Gemara there says, Shabbos, Chav Aleph, Chutz, Chav Vav. You've got to have to serve, you've got to have light. More light in your house. Your nearest Shabbos have to add light. If you don't add light, there's no mitzvah just to have a flame. It's not like you guys, oh, we've got a flame for Yom Tov, we can now use it. The idea is, Riboy Oil, extra light. Seeing as that's the point, Riboy Oil, how it makes it even more shver. We have electric lights, each candle, each fluorescent is 2, 3, 4, up to 1,000,000 candle power. My candle's a bottle, what are they doing? The Shulchan already says, if one woman lights in a place, or a man lights in a place, no one else can light nearby, there's ready light. The Ramah says, look, and the Ramah says, 2, 3, 4 people can light together, because every person adds light. But the underlying factor is, it adds light. If it doesn't add light, what's going on? What are these flames for? The best thing is sometimes in people's houses, do you light candles? Yeah, over there on the shelf there's 2 tea lights. You can't even see them. It adds zero, there's nothing, it's probably Brachal Atollah, and it's become a mitzvah, just having 2 tea lights on the shelf. It's got to be Riboher. Comes to electric lights, what do you do? So there's different ethos what to do. Some, I think what a lot of people have grown accustomed to do in the recent years, is they put the light off and then back on. Why does that work? Tosafot says, what happens if I have candles in my house? I'm a very rich man, every room has 25 candles, beautiful. When comes Shabbos, what do I do? Says to Jesus, blow them out, make a bracha and relight them. I waffle. The answer is, you want to light them, look over Shabbos, even though they're already burning, you're meant to have light. If you have light, fine, mekayim mitzvah by relighting it, look over Shabbos, make a bracha. So when it comes to Friday, the simple solution is, you put the lights off, you put them back on, and when you put these electric lights back on, you mekayim mitzvah of oil. Either electric lights, It's a house with electric lights. Hanukkah has been in a fire. Shabbos didn't rebuild. You want to have more light in the room. Therefore, almost all the boys can agree that electric lights will work. Fluorescent lights, LED lights, any light will work. There are those who question the Loshna Bracha. The Bracha is like Hadlik Neshul Shabbos. It was like Hadlik Neshul Shabbos. Where's the Hadlaka? So Ramesh Shnevach writes the Shulchan Aruch, he's not happy with the Loshna Bracha, meaning he agrees the Yitzah Neshul Shabbos. He questions the Bracha. However, Rav Yashiv, Shem Zalman, Rav Moshe, Bela Poiskim of the last generation were all okay with lighting electric lights and making a Bracha on it. So really, you put your lights off, put them back on, make a Bracha, be no problem. Now people want to know what happened, what till recently the electricity had been around for a while. The answer is simple. Till recently, we think back to our grandparents' house, even when they had electric lights, they didn't have LEDs. And most of them, going back 50, 60, 40 years even, didn't even have fluorescence. They had loads of these little funny things with loads of little bulbs on. And that's what a lot of I remember in my grandparents' house in Stamford Hill. With loads of these little chandeliers with loads of individual bulbs. Fluorescence were relatively new, and they never had been wired into the house. So when the boys didn't discuss when the candles add light, when the electric lights, some say add light. It does add light. Yeah, it adds light to those bulbs. But if you have LED or even fluorescence, where there's so much light, you put these candles on, you turn your back to it, you would never know they're a light. That would not be the midst of a lockers near Shabbos. So the best option is, come Shabbos, put the lights off, put them back on, you can light your candles too. No reason not to light candles, you want to light candles, light candles. But the ikar mitzvah is ribui oyer. There's no mitzvah to have a flame. There are those who want to say that a candle, a flame looks beautiful, looks nice, it's all aesthetically pleasing, it adds to the ambience of Shabbos, you sit there looking at this flame, it's beautiful. Now that's true. Flames are very nice, very romantic, very exciting. There's some cerebral beauty to a flame. But that's not the mitzvah of Neir Shabbos. Flowers look nice too. You don't make a bracha on flowers. Tablecloths look gorgeous. You don't make a bracha on that. Chazal was making a bracha on ribui oyer. There's got to be more light. So there are others who mention it. You've seen Sfarim to mention it. But it's very shred because till 30 years ago, this never existed. And the Gemara Rishon and Acharonim, no one ever made a mention of the beauty of light. And even Shem Zalman, which mentions the Sfarah, he says he shouldn't rely on it. And he says, Tzorchi and Gadol. I mean, he doesn't really know where to turn. This is a big question. He says, he asked the question, Shmei Shabbos brings down, he asked the question, why wouldn't white lighting making a bracha on candles? You have electric lights. He says, maybe it looks nice. But he says, but it's not the mitzvah. He ends up, Tzorchi and Gadol, what would be the justification to light candles when there's electric lights? But as we're saying, there's a simple solution. You put the lights off, you put them back on, and the bracha you make goes on that too. And so now you've got lights, beautiful lights, no problem at all. You've got your light near Shabbos, you've got your lights, you've kept around Tosfos, which is you put it off, put it back on. Beautiful.
Well, you would be, once you put electric lights on again, you're
muffled
on that.
Sorry. Make clear. A lot of people make this mistake. You're not putting the lights off to ensure the candles is the mitzvah. You put the lights on, off, you put the lights back on, and your mitzvah is the lights, the electric lights.
All your lights.
Those, that's the mitzvah. The candles, you don't even need to do. It doesn't add. You want to do it, do it. But the mitzvah's not the candles.
No,
people have to remember.
No, sorry?
No bracha. That's what I'm saying. Rabbi Asher says you make a bracha. On that, everyone helping. Rabbi Shabbach, there are those, Moshe, because you can't. There's a big chiddush. And the Bashar's, like I said, the Gedola Poskim will make it. Rabbi Asher helps, no problem. Shabbat Moshe, Shabbat Zalman. You make all the electric lights. So the Ikkad look at your electric lights. You now have a beautiful room lit up, stunning to cover Shabbos. Comes Shabbos, you've got light. You've done the mitzvah. The candles, you can scrap. You can light them if you want. They don't add anything. There's no gain in these candles. People will say it's Minhag Yisrael. The Minhag Yisrael is to the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to rebuild the oil. You look at the Gemara, you look at the Mishnayim. They all say it's got to be to service oil. More light. Stamp to have candles on Shabbos where it doesn't add light is nothing. It's become a shaykh to the mitzvah. The problem is, it comes like this. Second day Yom Tov, or Friday Yom Tov, then you get the big question. So you got second day Yom Tov, so here we come to electric lights. You can't put them off and back on. So what do you do now? So this again is not a new question. I saw four Gedolei HaPoskim, the Mechitzis Chok, Rabbi Yashiv, Shem Zalman, Rabbi Moshe, all get the same Eitzah. They say, you've got to ensure you have to light candles because you can't do electrics, but you can't light candles where the electrics are burning. So they say, you either find a dark room, you light in a dark room, or they look at the Eitzah, you put the lights off on the time switch. Shmuel Shabbos brings it down, Yerkos Moshe brings it down, you put it on the time switch, and that way, at one point in your evening, it gets dark, and now you can light your candles. But they say to light candles, when you've got the electric burning, you also say it's a Sofik Bracha. The Gemara says, Shraga B'tir Mayahani, you can't light a candle by day. Rashi points out, why do we light our candles on Friday? Because we Friday is not Shabbos, but we're lighting them for when it gets dark. That means B'Shas Adloka, it can be light. Comes Yom Tov, and you light in a place, the lights are still on, no problem, you can light. Every Friday we light when it's still light. As long at one point, when your candles are burning, they will be needed, that's okay. So, strike up a tear in my hand, you can't light in day. Says, they say the boys came, comes to Yom Tov, your electric light's on, what is Adloka for? Does it make sense? You light your candle, wow, beautiful, what does it do? So that's what these Gedolei HaPoskim give the Eitzah, they use a time switch. The other Eitzahs that people have different ideas that have come over the years, but that's the most simple way to do. You have a time switch off and on, or you light a dark room. I remember I was in Eitzah by Chosh V'Yid, came on the second night, and the way he handled it, he said, come, I'll show you, took me to the back, showed me one of the rooms, he lit his candles there, and now it's Ribbit Oyo, Tisefes Oyo, Yishloi Kosh, Shalom Bais, all the milers that the Gemara talks about, that necessitates lighting, is all there with those lights. Pesach goes away. So you're away for Shabbos, comes to someone's house, what do you do? I was actually in London a few weeks ago, and we went to the hall, we were in a Shemrach, went to the hall to light, and you couldn't get to the light switches, there was a cover on them with a lock, no one should mess with them, so what do you do now? There were candles in the hall, of course, but that is, you know, one, I was listening to a Rabbi Nehetzor give a shir, he said he was in a hotel, and they had at the entrance of the dining room a big table, all the things there. So he took a sign, he was the rov of the hotel, he put a sign and he wrote on it, Brocha Levatola table. And he stood on the table next to the candles, he signed up his name, and he left it there for everyone. So you should know, if you lie here, it's Brocha Levatola, that's what he did to make sure everyone got the message loud and clear. So what do you do in a hotel that you can't light? So a simple answer, now do the technology, it's very simple. Someone gave me this idea, and it's a very simple idea. If you have any sort of power bank, you have electric light, plug it in, press it on, there you go, there's your nearest Shabbos.
In a dark room.
Yeah, in a room where it's necessary. That's why in a hospital, they give you these little tea lights. Now, they're very nice when you put them on the omelet for the chazan. But they don't really add light. And even if they do add light, if the electric lights are on, again, it's Rachel HaTzolah. What are they for? They do nothing. It's got to be your light in a place that's dark. So, when I was in London a few weeks ago, it was too late to work anything out. We came to the hall, the lights were locked. So, my wife said, what do we do? I said, oh, you can't light. Should I light the candles? I said, what for? It's a shame. Give them $5. What do you want to light them for? He has a big hall and two light comes on the side. He's not mad, I'm worried. So, what are you doing? I just see potter, you missed the mitzvah. Too bad, we'll get you stuck. But just to light candles where there's no necessity is very, very difficult to understand. And to make a bracha, as mamash entering Shabbos, a bracha v'atolah. So the main things to remember is it comes Shabbos, the best answer is, you do your lights off, you put them back on, look over Shabbos, your bracha's going on that. It doesn't matter if you do the candles and then the lights, or the lights and the candles. The best probably is to do the candles first, because if you do the lights and the candles are mamash nothing, then it can be a hefsek between the mitzvah of lighting your electric lights and the bracha. So it makes sense, the best is you first do your candles, if you want your candles, you don't need to do them, you can do them, no problem, beautiful. Then you do your electric lights, you put them off and the back on, then you make the bracha, and the bracha's going on both things, on the electric lights and also on the...
You do the candles while the lights are on or off?
It doesn't make a difference, because you're not lighting it for now, it's not Shabbos now. You're lighting only for later. So, you got to make sure, the people as well, even people who light candles, especially young couples get there, it's sure they light candles, they eat out, they come home, the candles were out, that's for sure Rachel HaTzala, there's nothing to it. It doesn't help to have candles burning you out of the house. Even if you're in the house and it had no light, you've redeemed nothing. What have you gained by having two candles? It looks very nice, but the mitzvah is got to be extra oil, extra light, dafka. So that's the best option, you do your candles, or whatever you do with your candles, you put the lights off, you put them back on, and you make the bracha then, knowing what's going on that. It comes Yom Tov, we spoke about the problem with Yom Tov, or even if it's Friday, Yom Tov Shabbos, what do you do then? So then, there's the two options, lighting in the dark room, or putting lights in time switch. You don't have to light when the lights are off. You can light them ready when the lights are on. You know, 10 o'clock tonight, in the middle of the Suda, they'll go off for 1 minute, at that moment, you make the mitzvah of having Neir, or Lachem Achila, on Yom Tov. So that's the option you do for Yom Tov, so when you light, it could be electric lights on, but as long as they will go off at one point. And finally you go away, you're in a place you can't do any of these haters. The best is you bring some sort of torch, which is taka bright, and you put it in a matzah where it lights up a room where lulei this light would be stuck. And then you become the mitzvah with that.
There's no image of the candle should be lit on the table where you're eating or on the room where you're
for
eating.
For sure there is. There's Makom Achila, the Ramah says that's the best place to light. But
those hotels when they're lighting in the lobbies, they show there's Makom Achila.
Yeah, even though it would be dark, you'd have a bracha v'atolah there.
Why you still make it in the yellow room, in a dark room?
Yeah, because, like we said, either Makom Achila or Shlei Kosh, you don't bang into something. So you can always chop around the mitzvah with that. But just to light candles with the and no light, that's going to be nish, it does nothing.
In your bedroom, in the hotel, turn on the toilet light.
Oh, so Ba'atim you can. Okay, you might be mechuyev to. If you need light, you mechuyev to put the on. So you have to. There is a shayla, the Shulchan Aruch says you shouldn't do anything derech bizoyin negin the Neir Shabbos. But that means when I've got my Neir Shabbos, it's bizoyin for the nearest. But if you light the toilet light when you're going to need it, and if I can't, it's the biggest shleih kosher, then that would be perfect to light that light. May the bracha on that, the problem.
If it's electric.
Yeah. As we said at the beginning, even electric lights, the Gedolei HaPoiskim, or Moshe, Shem Zalman, or Birashiv, they all had no problem with making bracha. No, fluorescence, LED, anything, no problem. The only one who's choshish for it, I mean, the Ikka one is Moshe Steinbuch, and he said, I've added you to the mitzvah, but he's choshish that the Lusach HaBroch is not good, of Ladlik. But the kind of the mitzvah, they all agree, you're Yitzan, and that would be the perfect way forward, you do your electric lights. But to do the candles where there's no ruby oil, is mamish nothing, and Yonzo could be worse. Yonzo could be mavish avorsh l'tzeres. You light a candle on Yonzo for no reason. Could be a daraisa. It's usually drabonon, but it could be also. It could be definitely also. Shana daraisa drabonon. That'd be a lot worse than Yonzo to do it if you know there's no necessity for this light. You're ending up in much deeper water by lighting these candles, and there's no tzeres. Okay.
No.
Thank you.